the issuer of kitnius regarding owning, benefiting from it, using one's Pesach Patz for kitnius, and what is the law if kitnius fell into your food? Pesach Patz, Pesach surfaces, or stovetop. So as we are well aware, kitnius is not chametz. While there is an opinion in the Talmud that states that rice is chametz, we do not rule this way, not even Ashkenazim. And the reason why Ashkenazim are accustomed traditionally to avoid kitnius is not due to that opinion. We all agree kitnius is not chametz. But within the last 900 years, the Ashkenazi custom became to forbid it. Due to that, the eating of kitnius can lead to the eating of chametz, and various reasons have been mentioned of how this is the case. What is exactly the worry? Some say because people get mixed up and think if you make bread out of kitnius, you can make bread out of the five grains and end up eating chametz. Other people say it's because cooked kitnius is similar to cooked grains. Others say it's because the kitnius may be mixed up with grains. Whatever the case, it's due to a mix-up of coming to eat chametz. And the question is raised regarding owning kitnius. Is it allowed? So the Ashkenazi custom of being stringent against kitnius is only regarding eating. There was never a custom accepted against it. And therefore it is 100% permitted even l'chatchila to own kitnius, and we are not accustomed to sell it to the guy. Furthermore, kitnius remains permitted in benefit during Pesach. And that means if you are an Ashkenazi store owner, you don't have to put away your corn and rice and not sell it during Pesach to Sfardim or to Goyim. You absolutely may, as it remains permitted in benefit, and the tradition is only to forbid its consumption for Ashkenazim, not its benefit or ownership. Now a person may ask, well, why shouldn't we be stringent machmir regarding owning as well? Perhaps there are chametz grains mixed inside. So first of all, number one, as we all know, matzah and chametz are made from the same basic food materials, which is called wheat kernels. Wheat kernels are essentially not chametz unless they've been mixed with water and stayed for 18 minutes, etc. Furthermore, even if you happen to have a chametz kernel mixed in, min ha-Torah, you only transgress bayira bayimotzei if it's a kazayis inside. And a single kernel is not a kazayis. So the whole suspicion is only rabbinical. And therefore, due to this reason, seemingly, the Ashkenazi custom was never even entertained forbidding its ownership, being that the whole worry is so minute, and even if it exists, it's only rabbinical in nature. Even cooked kitnius may be owned during Pesach, and thus, as we know, in a time of need for children who are unable to eat other foods, they are allowed to eat kitnius, and you may cook it for them, and you may leave it in the fridge, and there is no transgression of ownership that takes place as a result. Now, what happens if the kitnius gets mixed with your food? So being that the whole issur of kitnius is only due to minhag v'ashkenazim, therefore the law is that it's nullified in majority. As long as you have majority of kosher food against the kitnius, it is okay. Because of this, it's ruled in Shulchan Aruch that is permitted for someone to eat on the same table as someone else who's eating kitnius. You may have kitnius products on the table that you're eating, as even if you're worried that some kitnius may fall on your food, it's anyways nullified in majority. And therefore, kitnius oil is allowed to be used to light Pesach candles. Not for eating, but for candles. Likewise, you're allowed to eat on the same table as a Sephardi who's enjoying a nice bowl of rice, and cases of the like. Now, what's the din regarding cooking kitnius in your Pesach pots? This question comes up whenever you have someone who's sick or a child who, al-pi halach, is allowed to eat kitnius, according to the ruling of a Rav, during Pesach, and you don't have kitnius pots, you have Pesach pots. Can you use your Pesach pots for kitnius and then once again use it for Pesach foods? So while the custom of Jewry is to designate special pots for kitnius, and the chatchila, we do not use our Pesach pots to cook kitnius, whether it's before Pesach or during Pesach. Nonetheless, if it already happened, and now you need to use this pot, then the Kaf HaChaim rules that after 24 hours have passed, you may even initially cook Pesach foods in it, and you don't need to kasher it. However, within the 24 hours, one should not cook any Pesach foods in it. This ruling of the Kaf HaChaim is recorded in many Achreinim, that the Kaf HaChaim quotes, the Chukas HaPesach, Erech HaShulchan, the Pri Chodesh, Aronach, the Zer Emes, and others. And this is the Halacha. Nonetheless, again, as stated, this is only b'diavad if it happened. However, l'chatchila, we never nullify an issur l'chatchila, and therefore, initially, we do not cook kitnius in our Pesach pots, unless it's designated for Pesach use. In the event that kitnius spilled over onto your Pesach stovetop, there's no issue, you just clean it off, and you may continue cooking on it without a problem, even within 24 hours.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.